Christmas gifts are opening doors for outreach in Russia. A ministry to the disabled is nearing its goal, and new tools are being developed at the Jesus Film Project. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's the holidays and Russian Ministries is celebrating. Michael Minyazev says they're working through local churches to give away 50,000 Project Hope, the Great Gift Exchange Christmas boxes to orphans and needy children. Boxes include small gifts, a Bible, and a link to Jesus Christ.
It helps the local churches to build bridges to these children, to build bridges to the local population. It's not preaching the gospel directly, but first we build bridges, and after that, we start telling them about Jesus, about his love.
The Great Gift Exchange is especially important this year in light of government threats to limit ministry to children in Russia. The number of orphans is only increasing, and Russian churches are trying to reach them while they still can.
Pray for the young generation of Christian leaders in Russia, because that's what we need desperately. The young people with the new vision, with new methods and new techniques of doing the ministry.
To learn more, visit our website. Next, during the Christmas holiday, we're all in better spirits, aren't we? Maybe you want to do more to help others. You may even want to start planning your next missions trip. President of Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith, says one large need is for believers in the Solomon Islands.
The challenge at this point is that they want to learn and want to grow in their faith, and they don't have access to Scripture in a language that speaks to them personally and speaks to their heart. So we want to help them have access to that Scripture so that the Reformation can come in their own language.
Wycliffe's been working on the island for years, but desperately needs volunteers to help build a translation center.
This particular project includes a fair amount of physical construction, and we can use everything from skilled tradesmen to people with general handyman kind of skills.
But Wycliffe also needs
teachers, technical support, computer experts, maybe accountants. All of those kind of things are needed to support the translators themselves.
Go to our website to learn how you can join Wycliffe short-term on the Solomon Islands. You're listening to Mission Network News. At Shepherd's Ministries, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary by launching a campaign called The Turning Point. Funds raised will go toward renovations on the campus and expanding Shepherd's College, training for the developmentally disabled. Dan DiDonato, the Vice President of Development at Shepherd's, says,
"We believe that this 50th anniversary of Shepherd's really is a turning point for our ministry. The bringing on and establishing the college is really a return to our roots."
More than $12 million of the $25 million goal has already been raised. DiDonato says Shepherd's College shares the gospel while providing an education.
The uniqueness about Shepherd's College is that it's the only program of its type in the country that combines the spiritual program with preparation for independent living, vocational services, and a residential program while they're here for the 3 years.
Call our resource line if you'd like additional information. And Barry Feast with the Jesus Film Project recently told us about two follow-up series in development.
This is a huge project, and we're working in both the cities as well as in the rural areas, and these are tools that we're developing mostly for the rural areas.
Short films used for discipleship training are in production and will be used to follow the Jesus film.
It's not uncommon when we show the film for the next day for the people who have come to know Christ to meet together and to begin a group, a follow-up group that starts to learn more about what it means to be a Christian.
A series targeting Africa has 5 of 12 episodes already filmed. Continue praying for these projects.
One good way to pray is for these new products that we've been talking about to complete their production and to make their way into a testing environment and be well received.
Complete details are available at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the free book, Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love of the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.